change to something a little cooler by Sunday.
Sarah Keith Lucas. And now the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Friday the 20th of June. The general synopsis at midnight: high German Bight, 1028, moving south over the continent, expected Germany, 1026, by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sierra. Southerly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north, veering northwesterly 3 or 4 later, becoming variable 4 or less later. Showers, good. South at Sierra, northwesterly, backing southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, good. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Southerly, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Fair, fog patches later in Cromarty. Good, occasionally very poor later in Cromarty. Fisher, German Bight. Variable, 2 to 4, but northwesterly 3 to 5 at first in east, becoming south or southwest 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in East Fisher. Showers, good. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland. Southeast, occasionally backing northeast at first, 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times, 6 in Portland. Showers later, good. Plymouth, cyclonic, becoming variable for a time, 2 to 4. Thundery showers, fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Biscay, variable, 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic, 3 to 5. Thundery showers, fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Fitzroy, Seoul. Southerly, 3 to 5, but variable 3 or less in east. Thundery showers, fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Lundy, Fastnet. Southeast, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Thundery showers and fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Irish Sea, mainly southeast at first, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers, fog patches later, good, occasionally very poor later. Shannon, cyclonic, becoming south, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first. Showers, fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Rockall, Malin, cyclonic, mainly northeast, then south later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 for a time. Showers, fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Hebrides, Bailey. Cyclonic, mainly northwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in North Bailey, then veering mainly easterly, 4 to 6 later. Showers, fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast Iceland. Cyclonic, becoming northwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Drizzle, fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. And now here are the weather reports from coastal stations issued at 0400 on the 20th of June. Tidree automatic, south-southeast 3, 13 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Stornoway, west by south 2, 16 miles, 1020, rising slowly. Lerwick, south by east 3, mist, 6 miles, 1021, falling. Lucas, west by north 2, 7 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Bridlington, south-southeast 2, 1025, falling slowly. Sandetti light vessel automatic, east 4, 2 miles, 1024. Greenwich light vessel automatic, east-northeast 3, 2 miles, 1023. Jersey, east by south, 4, 16 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, east by north, 3, 5 miles, 1021. Scilly automatic, east-southeast, 3, recent rain, 4 miles, 1018, now rising. Valentia, south by west, 2, 16 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, northeast by north, 2, 8 miles, 1022, falling more slowly. Malin Head, south-southwest, 2, 16 miles, 1020, steady. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Friday the 20th of June. The general situation: as high pressure moves south over the North Sea and into the continent, some showers will encroach from the west. Winds will be mostly light and fog patches will develop in places through Friday and early Saturday. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwest 2 to 4, veering north or northeast, then east or southeast later 3 to 5. Mainly fair, showers later, good, occasionally poor later in northwest. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Mainly south 3 to 5, becoming variable, then east or northeast later 2 to 4. Fair, fog patches later, good, occasionally very poor later. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 until later. Fair, fog patches later in north, good, occasionally very poor later. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South or southeast 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first and later. Fair, good. From Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Easterly or southeasterly 3 or 4, fair, good. From North Foreland to Selsey Bill, easterly or northeasterly, veering southeasterly later, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 for a time, fair, good. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, east or southeast 3 to 5, showers later in west, good. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, east or southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers, perhaps thundery, fog patches later in west, good, occasionally very poor later in west. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or southeast, becoming cyclonic, 3 to 5, then variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, perhaps thundery, fog patches later in southwest, good, occasionally very poor later in southwest. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers, good. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southeast 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. Isle of Man, east or southeast 2 to 4, veering south or southeast later. Fair, good. From Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Southeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 for a time, mainly fair, good. From Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 for a time in North Channel, fair, good. From Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic, mainly east or southeast 3 to 5, veering south 2 to 4 later. Mainly fair, good. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northeasterly, veering easterly or southeasterly later 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in west and north. Drizzle or fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. And finally, Shetland Isles. South 4 to 6, veering west 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, then east or southeast 3 to 5 later. Mainly fair, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4, it's 5:43, and time now for Prayer for the Day with the Reverend Dr. Stephen Wickley.
Good morning. One of the great joys of living in Cardiff is the opportunity to listen to music of all types and settings, from rock stars selling out the Principality Stadium to jazz groups and indie bands playing smaller clubs, from students studying at the Royal Welsh College of Music and Drama to classical music and opera with the Welsh National Opera or the BBC National Orchestra of Wales. And tonight, we're going to the last of this season's orchestral concerts at Hoddenot Hall in Cardiff Bay's Millennium Centre. The concert itself looks to be a real treat, with two pieces by Brahms, which I don't know, but then one of the joys of attending a concert is to listen to pieces you've never heard before, followed by Stravinsky's splendid Symphony of Psalms, which is one of my favourites. It's a powerful piece, written in 1930, shortly following Stravinsky's decision to rejoin the Orthodox Church. The work itself is a setting of passages from three of the Psalms, Psalms 38, 39 and 150, and incorporates Stravinsky's characteristic way of bringing together musical influences old and new, as well as the influence of the Orthodox tradition, particularly in the modal passages reminiscent of traditional Gregorian chants. For Stravinsky, the piece is a powerful articulation of his spiritual vision following his rejoining the Orthodox Church. For those of us listening to the concert, it's an opportunity for a little while to be taken up into the music of heaven. For as Psalm 150 reminds us, there are no instruments which, whatever their normal role, cannot be used to sing the Lord's praises and give glory to God. So let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Creator God, the Bible is full of visions of angels and heavenly choirs. We thank you for all those musicians and composers who've heard echoes of that music and found a way to share it with us. Amen.
Prayer for the Day, presented by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Wigley, and we hope he enjoys the concert. The Today programme is coming up at 6 with Nick Robinson and Justin Webb this morning. Now, though, Farming Today with Charlotte Smith.
Good morning from the Royal Highland Show, being held this year in glorious sunshine. This is the 183rd show, a celebration of rural Scotland here at the showground just outside Edinburgh. I'm actually just making my way through the sheep pens here. It is calm at the moment. That may not continue. We will try and talk about everything from livestock to politics and tourism in today's programme. But we're going to start with competitions. Now, the sheep that I'm standing by, they're all penned up at the moment. But in a little while, they're led out into the show ring where they will be judged. Now, none of that would happen without surely one of the busiest people here on the showground. And that's the competition's manager, Katrina Brown.
So across the 4 days, we will have approximately